The Americans with Disabilities Act made it easier for people with special needs to enter public spaces by requiring the installation of ramps and, in some cases, elevators. But once someone with a disability gets inside a building, there are still barriers. One of the biggest is the almost complete absence of adult changing tables, which advocates say is isolating and degrading. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports that an improvement project at Whiteman Park will include this amenity, making it the first adult changing table operated by the city of Pittsburgh.
The only place to go to the bathroom at Squirrel Hill's Whiteman Park is a green and brown porta potty. But plans are in the works to change that.
So the bathrooms are actually going to be right where we were standing, right on the wall of the Solway side.
Standing on the south side of the park, Pittsburgh City Councilor Erica Strasburger explains the park's construction design, which is slated to begin in April. An adult changing table is essentially a cot, sturdy enough to support several hundred pounds. Many models can be raised or lowered with the touch of a button.
Retail value for these adult changing tables goes for about $8,400, with installation up to $11,000, plus a few other electrical and other connections that's going to be necessary for it. So it could be even more expensive when it's all said and done.
The price tag might be one reason this amenity is so rare. Advocates say the only other public adult changing table in the city is located on the third floor of the Children's Hospital in Lawrenceville. A mile and a half away from Whiteman Park, I meet up with Pam Jordan and her 20-year-old son Grady at their home in Squirrel Hill. Jordan peels off the Velcro of her son's ankle braces while we chat about how difficult it can be to change Grady's diaper when they're out in the community.
And a lot of handicap accessible stalls are for people who have upper body ability to transfer themselves. And certainly there's not enough space in a wheelchair accessible toilet to even use that space for the floor.
Due to his seizure disorder and cerebral palsy, Grady doesn't have control of his limbs. That means when the Jordans go to the symphony or a baseball game, they often have to leave early.
When he was smaller, we were able to use the baby changing stations. And then when we weren't able to use those anymore, we started changing him. We occasionally changed him on the floor, but that's, feels very unsanitary and very public.
When this happens, ideally there's a private family restroom. If that's not an option, Jordan says she lifts her 73-pound son from his chair and lays him on the floor of a women's restroom where everyone can see. It's embarrassing. Maria Paul understands this need for privacy. She's a special education teacher for Pittsburgh Public Schools. Her class has 9 students between the ages of 12 and 14, each of whom must be changed about twice a day.
And in the classroom, we have a changing table right inside the classroom. We also have dividers that we're able to put up around the students when we change them.
On field trips, it's a different story. Paul says she makes these outings priorities, even if they involve public diaper changes on the ground, because they're the only times some of her students get to go to the theater or the zoo.
You know, my kids deserve to have that opportunity too, and I shouldn't have to not take them because we don't have access to bathrooms. That's just unfair.
More options could be on the way. The airport might soon install an adult changing table, and a Mount Lebanon state representative is considering introducing legislation that would make the amenity more common. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.